All right, that was music from Mark Beachy, and he's here in the studio today. I'd like you to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your music there, Mark.
Thanks, Mike, and it's really a pleasure to be here today. Beautiful day outside there, and I've been working playing guitar last for 10 years of my life, and started putting some tunes together, and also, I'm having an upcoming release of a tape in the fall, so I'm looking forward to doing that project.
Mm-hmm. So you're coming to come up with a cassette in the fall?
Yep, I've been produced by New Moon Productions, and I will be doing some recording in August with Neufeld Studios down in Wallaceburg.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mark. We'll be looking forward for your tape to come out, and hopefully have you back here in the studio and come back and do some more songs or get us your tape and we'll play it on the air here for you. And do some advertising here for you, buddy. Okay, with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Dan Smoke, who's with our special guest, the Chez Kazzy Dancers from Calgary, Alberta, in here in London doing with the Children's Festival in London here.
Thank you, Mike. Yes, okay, I have Lee Crowchild and Quentin Pipestem here from the representing the Chez Kazzy Dancers. And okay, Lee, could you just tell us some of your remaining performance times?
Well, we have a performance, actually it's a free performance tonight at 7 o'clock in the Victoria Park Bandshell. Tomorrow we're performing in Centennial Hall at 11 and 12:30, and then on Saturday at 10 and 4 o'clock. And then on Sunday, we fly out of here. I've been practicing a lot.
Yeah. So I'm glad you did you feel good about your welcome into London?
Oh, we had a very good welcome, you know. Past 24 hours, been nothing but luxury here, you know. We got treated well at the Namarin Center, good meal. Holy, we put on 2 pounds there, you know. And yeah, been nothing but treated well here.
Okay, well, on behalf of the Canadian Alliance in Solidarity with Native People, we'd like to present you with this blanket and this tobacco for coming in here today and sharing your time with us. I think that the London International Children's Festival is going to be far richer for the experience that you brought here, and I really wish you all the best, and I hope you come back someday. Mm-hmm. And you're always going to be welcome here in this part of the country by the Native Nations here.
Hey.
So, on behalf of the Native Nations, thank you very much for coming in here today. Mm. Yes, and I'd like to ask John Turner to announce some of the community announcements.
Okay, thanks, Dan. The first set of announcements have to do with Weechkiyig, which is the London chapter of CASNIP, the Canadian Alliance in Solidarity with Native Peoples. On June 17th, a Monday, at 7:30, the fundraising committee is going to meet at 6 Cynthia Street. The phone number there for anyone who wants information is 672-5915. On Tuesday, June the 25th, at 11:30 to 1:30, the Writers' Circle is going to meet at Namarind. July 9th, also a Tuesday, at 7:30 p.m., the Political Action Committee is going to meet, and they're going to be discussing healing for Oka. On September the 10th, on a Tuesday at 7:30, the Steering Committee is going to have a general organizational meeting at Namarind. I'd also like to say, promoting this show, that every Thursday from 12:45 to 1:15, CHRW on Radio Western is going with Jeremy Price, FM 94.7. It was printed wrong here on the program. Watch for changes to the Tuesday morning. It's going to begin broadcasting on Tuesday morning from 9:30 to 10 o'clock at a later date, sometime in August. Or in August, in September, in the fall, when school comes back, it will probably be broadcast on Saturday for an hour from 1 to 2 p.m. June 12th to 15th, there's going to be an ARC conference at Espanola Anishinaabe Spiritual Center. The registration is $50. The Chez Kazzy Dancers are going to be at Centennial Hall from today through Sunday. For ticket information about their performances and more information about their performances, you can phone Theatre London, 672-8800. On June 15th, Saturday at noon, the Namarand Annual General Meeting. June 15th to 16th, there's going to be a powwow at Barry. You can call Burl Beattie or Joyce Solomon at 705-721-7689. On June 14th and 21st, both Fridays, from 1 to 4, the Namarand Bingo is going to be held at the Pot of Gold on Hamilton Road in London. On June 21 and 22, Friday and Saturday, Youth Keepers of the Past Conference, J.C. Hill School, Osweken, phone 1-445-2097. I would also like to mention a special event that's going to be held or sponsored by Weechkiyig and a number of other organizations on July 11th, which is the day that the episode at Oka in Quebec really hit the news. That was when the SQ and the Mohawks had their first major confrontation. This has to do with networking. It's called Healing for Oka, Healing for Ourselves, Our Communities, and Our Nations. Thursday, July 11th, 1991 at 6 p.m. A proposal by the Planning Committee meeting on June 10th. Plans are underway for a Konasitaki spiritual gathering and traditional powwow. Since many people will not be able to travel to Oka, an event will be held in London. We will assemble on Thursday, July 11th at 6 p.m. at Namarand, Colburn, and Horton, march north on Colburn to Dundas, west on Dundas to Thames Street, and south to the Peace Garden. The march will be accompanied by drums, bannards, and placards. At the garden, a traditional native spiritual purification and prayer ceremony will be conducted. Speakers who were at Oka will tell how it was and what it is now. Non-natives will tell about the impact of Oka on them and what they learned. We will plant a white pine tree in the park by our river. Church bells will peal at 6 p.m. to call the people together. Many of the suggested speakers who may wish to attend the spiritual gathering at the Pines at Konasitaki that day, but we would like to ask Bob Antone, Susan Eagle, June McLaren, Teresa Corrigan, Bruce Elijah, David Norton, Terry Dockstatter, Howard Elijah, and Dan Smoke to speak. Some of those people will undoubtedly be there. Weechkiyig will prepare an information handout for those who ask and have books, buttons, and literature for sale. We'll take up a collection at the garden to cover expenses. The surplus will be donated to the AWEX Fund, Mohawk for Eagle. AWEX is now the sole legal defense fund for those charged at Konasitaki, Akwesasne, and Kanawage. Some suggested sponsors: Native Nations, Chippewa, Munsee, Oneida, churches, Anglican, Catholic, Mennonite, Presbyterian, Quaker, Unitarian, United, Christian Council of London, environmental groups, GAP and TREE, media, Jeremy Price at Radio Western, Cross Cultural Learner Center, Namarand, Noki Kui, Oxfam, Plowshares, etc. Network contacts are requested to seek approval of sponsorship from their organization or others who may be interested. Sponsors are asked to participate in the healing, help with promotion, make placards, etc. Slogans should be in keeping with the tone of this announcement. Next planning meeting, Wednesday, June 26th at 7 p.m. at Namarand. For information, contact Mike Beachy, 455-4493, Dan Smoke, 659-4682, June McLaren, 680-0362, or Harold Kohler, 453-5452. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks a lot, John. And I'd like to thank our brothers coming down from Chazakazi Dance Groups and his brother Mark Beachy for the music selections for this programming. And stay tuned for next week's of Native People's Programming at CHRW.